Welcome back to a special edition of Racing Pulse live from the Ballarat Racecourse for the Ride Like a Movie, which a big announcement will be made. I'm going to let listeners in on a secret because I believe that that big announcement is that Brad Pitt was the closest likeness to Darren Weir, and that's who will be playing him in the movie. Weary joins me now. Are you happy with that, Weary?
I don't know about that, but anyway.
<How's he? laughs> Take it, Weary. Well, yeah, I tell you what, the way you'll... stable is going at the moment. Brad Pitt couldn't even play you because you are on fire and you have got so many horses over the weekend. First of all, I'm keen to get your thoughts on your runner tonight, which should just win, according to punters and bookmakers. $1.60 now, Cliff's Edge and the Alistair Clark. Is he $1.60 chance, Weary?
Look, the thing that sticks in the back of our mind, and I'm sure it sticks in the back of Johnny's mind as well, is he did have... bloody hard run, you know, in the guineas, you know, and we're just hoping that it hasn't affected him or flattened him. All the signs are fine at home, so we're hopeful anyway. But $1.60 is a bit too short for me.
What about the rest of the program at the Valley tonight, Darren? Would it be your best there?
Divine Command's going well. She's due for a little bit of luck. She's racing really well. Obviously, Scoliaro won well last start. So they're in there right for the race. And I'm really looking forward to see Land of Plenty and Whispering Brook run. They're just a couple of new horses to the stable, but they've both got really good ability and they're both in great shape for the future. So it'd be interesting to see how they go.
They are very nice horses to join the stable. Have you got a leaning in that race to either or?
I would have to probably say Whispering Brook's just been working really well at home. And Land of Plenty has too, but I think there's a bit more to come with Land of Plenty. But Whispering Brook's been working really well. And Simon Miller said that normally when she works well at home, she takes that to the races. So if she takes her work to the races, she's going to be very competitive.
All right, that's a nice lead for punters tonight. Tomorrow, Darren, the Blamey Stakes, only five runners, and your two Group 1 gallopers dominate, Tosem Stardom and Humidor. Five runners, is that going to be a positive or a negative for your two?
I would say it would have to be a negative for Humidor because he's going to be obviously back. And a lot of it, I guess it'll be tempo-related, I guess. And Tosem Stardom, I think I can't see it being a problem for him because he probably just lands in a nice spot. And and hopefully they both get their chance. They're both in great shape. But I guess if you wanted the ideal situation, you'd rather a bit bigger field.
Looking beyond tomorrow's race, what are the sort of next goals for these two horses? Humidor looked a little big first up in the Futurity, so you've obviously got him ready to peak for Sydney, but Tosem Stardom goes that way too. Are they both Queen Elizabeth horses?
Yeah, they're both on the same path, and that's obviously why they're both running in this race today. Obviously, with Tosem Stardom, we sort of had the Australian Cup in the back of our mind early on, but then things went a bit pear-shaped his first run. So then we changed path and went down this route, and that's to run tomorrow 2 weeks into the Doncaster and then back up in the Queen Elizabeth, and that's with both horses.
Tough question, Weary. They've both got designs on being the second-best horse in Australia behind Winx. Who do you think is the better horse?
Geez, it is a tough question. One's just Humidor's, you know, he's been a good horse from sort of day one. But I guess some of the things that we see at home with Tosem Stardom, he's an exceptional horse on his day. So I guess if they both turned up and both went to the best of their ability, I reckon you'd see something pretty special, from Tosem Stardom, because he's a pretty high-class galloper when things go right. So probably lean towards him.
All right. A quick one on some of your other runners. Callisto, you must have been wrapped with a run in the Oakley Plate.
Yeah, she ran well. She ran great, had every chance. just wasn't good enough, but I wasn't far away from him. Yeah, happy to have her in that race tomorrow. She's in good shape.
What about Crone? A last start stakes winner in Adelaide goes up a notch here into a pretty solid fillies race.
Yeah, it is a good race, but she showed us plenty at home. Obviously went to Bendigo her second start, and we thought she would win, and she ran a battling third, but it's been a pretty good form race that. So then she went to Adelaide and won well. I guess the straights are a little unknown, but she's a nice filly.
Did we forgive Limestone?
Yeah, definitely forgive Limestone. She's just her best form's at Flemington, so hopefully she can bounce back tomorrow.
And Handsome Thief in the last. He's drawn again, maybe awkwardly, from Barrier 4. How well's he going?
He's going well. It is a bit tricky, I reckon, Barrier 4. So, he's obviously had his chance to win a couple of races and hasn't won. So we're hoping he's in good shape. So hoping he can get a bit of luck go his way, but more hoping than thinking.
Got a text message saying, got to ask about Kawhi. Can it win first up?
Oh, I'd be surprised if he could. But the commentators will see the difference in him in the yard, because he used to be a pretty plain-looking sort of horse in the yard. You know, last preparation, he got to pretty light and pretty lean sort of looking. But, gee, this time in, he's really furnished into a big, strong horse. So I'd be surprised if he could win first up, but he'll be definitely winning something down the track.
Oh, it's going to be a huge weekend, Darren. If you were down to your last 10 bucks, which one are you backing?
I'd probably back Iconoclasm each way.
One we don't ask about is always the best one. Good on you, Weary. Good luck over the weekend.
No worries. See ya.
Gee whiz, the stable is absolutely flying. I like him. I like Iconoclasm. So that's given me a lot of confidence. All right, let's get into the blaming.